This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Ruth Smith, RUTHSMITH, date of birth 08/04/1960. Date of appointment January 23, 2026. Requesting physician Carolyn Doe, FNP, CAROLINEDOE. FNP. Dear Carolyn Doe, I have the pleasure of seeing Ruth Smith today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is a 65-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who on November 1st, 2025 developed left-sided weakness, left facial droop. There was no speech problem, no visual problem, no headache. She went to the LS hospital, ELLIS. She got TPA over there. She got better in after 2 days. She went home. Her MRI of the brain done, which shows acute subacute infarct in the right corona, radiata and putamen. It also shows chronic lacunar infarct in the right thalamus. It shows mild generalized parenchymal volume loss and chronic microvascular ischemic changes. CTA of the brain and neck were unremarkable. Echocardiogram shows 60 to 65% left ventricular ejection fraction. She is doing good now. She is still smoking. Blood pressure is under control. She is taking aspirin 81 mg PO daily and atorvastatin 80 mg PO daily. Past medical history. Past medical history. Nicotine dependence. Essential hypertension. Hyperlipidemia. Ischemic stroke. Past surgical history, none. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, 81 milligram of aspirin, amlodipine and atorvastatin 80 milligram. Social history, smoke one pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol. She is retired, she is widowed. Lives with the mom and son, have 3 children. Family history, mother alive with a stroke and arthritis, father deceased with diabetes. No sibling. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine. Eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she had a stroke and is still smoking. Physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, Next up, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder stroke normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5 over 5 on the right side, left sided minus 5 over 5, deep tender reflexes 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, no ataxia. Assessment and plan, 65-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, acute subacute infarct in the right corona radiata and putamen. Number 2, chronic lacunar infarct in the right thalamus. Next paragraph. Patient recover remarkably from the stroke. Right now she has minimum weakness on the left side. The importance of good control of blood pressure and not smoking explained to the patient. I will continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily and atorvastatin 80 mg PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.